Hey everyone. I have had this recurring thought today that I figured I would just blurt out here on the podcast just to try to process it and see what others might think. Something really curious for me is imagining what it would be like to see yourself through the eyes of another and to befriend you as a person, and to get to know you as a person, to dislike you as a person, and to imagine what it would be like outside of you to interact with you. I think it's something that we really just don't spend a lot of time imagining. It's not something we're used to doing, and it's not something that we do very often at all. But I think it's really important that we do it and that we try to really close our eyes and imagine what that would be like. So, for example, think about the last time you went to dinner with someone, the last time you had someone over to your place and had a long conversation with them. It could be a close friend, could be someone new, could be family, anyone in that whole mix. And just close your eyes and imagine what that must be like. The way that you speak, the way that you engage with others, the way that you look at other people, the way your face looks, the way that you make hand gestures, the way that you create intonations in your voice, how you sound, the words you use, the vocal fillers you use, if at all, the pacing of your words, how you physically walk around, how you physically take up space, your posture, all of these things. Just imagine what it must be like for someone else to witness and observe all of that, and then develop judgments about it. It's just so interesting to me to imagine what that must be like. Because that's an experience you'll never have. You'll never get to hear and see yourself outside of yourself. But it's the only way in which everyone else interacts with you. Every single person will interact with you in a way that is completely distinct from the way in which you will interact with yourself. And realizing that, it's just funky. It kind of makes me laugh. I don't know what to do with it as I just share it in the moment. Perhaps I just need more time to process that, but it's honestly baffling. The way that we look at ourselves, the way that we interact with ourselves, the way that we see ourselves. It simply doesn't generalize. And then the most common experience of everyone else with us doesn't generalize to us. We don't know how we sound. We don't know how we look. We don't know the vibes that we give off. We don't know the feelings that we create in someone else. We don't know the joy that others experience from our words. We don't know the peace, comfort that others hear from our words. We don't know the peace that they feel in our words. We don't know the pain and the hurt that they feel from the things we do and say. And that for me is just, it's one of the weird paradoxes of life. You will never know the way that everyone else sees you, and others will never know the way that you see you. They can explain it. They can try to tell you what it's like. They can try to get you to understand it. And you can get quite a way, but you'll never know. It's just different. And that's probably fundamentally as well, because the relationship that you have with you is totally distinct from any relationship you have with any other person. You don't live in someone else's head. You only live in your own. And that that shakes me up, at least. I would love to be able to have the experience to interact with me from a lens that is not mine. But that would also imply me being able to have the mental experience of another person. To live as another. And that, during a lifetime, that would be so fascinating. It would be so interesting to experience the world through a different lens. To interact with the world through an entirely different set of experiences. And yet, I wonder how many of us would take that deal. Do you really want to know what it feels like to be someone else? Do you really want to know what it feels like to interact with you from outside of you? These are hard questions. And I suppose that's a good place to leave this. I haven't said much here. It's only been 6.5 minutes, but I think that's enough to chew on. And I hope you don't spit it out too early, because I really do think sitting with this is useful. It helps us to be able to take a step back from who we are. It's so easy to get absorbed in our own lens, our own life experience, our own perspective. And it's so important to be able to take a step back and to realize that everyone else has the same self-absorbed experience that you do. Because everyone else only lives in their own heads. And everyone else only interacts with the world through their own brains and their own eyes, their own ears, their own noses, their own senses, their own mouths. So how could it be a different way? Anyways, I'll leave it there. Thanks for listening. I hope that this was valuable to you and that you take some time to really sit with this as it is. As always, much love. In the meantime, take care. Cheers.